Hello?
Hello, I'm calling for an organ opinion service. My name is Jeff. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about each
Who
species,
are you
your
calling
community,
for?
and the
Who are
nation.
you calling for?
Yeah, as I mentioned before, I'm calling for an organ opinion service. I'm conducting an
I
opinion
live in
survey, and I would like
Idaho,
to
so
ask you a few questions.
I live in Idaho.
Okay. I understand that. So just to make sure, I will need to ask you a few questions about each facial community in the nation. So the answers are going to be confidential, so we're not sharing any information. This is going to be used just for research purposes. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general election for presidents and Congress? Would you definitely vote, probably both? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably
I
not
will
vote?
definitely vote. I am definitely voting.
Thank you. Regardless of how you may have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat or Republican, an independent or something else?
I am Republican.
Thank you. Would you call yourself a strong Republican or not very strong Republican?
I am a strong Republican.
Thank you. What is your age?
60s.
All right, just one moment. Thank you. Right. So, just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
White.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Thank you. Now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organization using a scale from 0 to 100, when which of 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you don't feel particular warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. First one, Laurie Chavez the Rammer.
Oh, Laura Chavez. I've heard that name. I want to say
All right.
she's okay. I, you know what? I don't know. I don't know. Is there a, I
Okay.
don't know.
Okay, it's fine. That's an answer. All right. Next one.
I think she's okay, but I don't know.
Okay. Thank you for your answer. No problem. Next one. Kamala Harris.
Oh, Kamala Harris? Zero.
That's correct.
Zero. Does that mean
Okay.
I do not like at all? Zero? Yeah, zero.
Okay, got it. Next one, Joe Biden.
Zero.
Thank you. Next one, J.D. Vance.
JD Vance. Let me ask my husband. Honey, do you know JD Vance? Who's JD Vance? From Oregon, J.D. Vance, or Congress. You know J.D. Vance? I don't know either. Oh,
Okay,
J.C.
so.
Vance? Oh, J.V. Oh, J.C. Vance?
No, I'm sorry,
Oh, I'm sorry, I
JD.
misunderstood you.
Yeah.
100.
Okay, thank you.
I'm sorry,
All
I
right,
didn't
Donald
understand
Trump.
you. 100.
You said 100, correct?
Yes, I did.
Okay, thank you. Democrats in Congress?
Democrats in Congress?
That is correct.
Zero.
Thank you. Janelle Bynum?
Janelle, what is she running? What is she?
And well, actually, this is gonna be if you have heard about it or if you have opinions exactly. But if you don't, really don't know, so you let me know as well. Because actually, I'm
Yeah, I
unable
really
to
don't.
search.
I really don't know.
Okay, thank you. Project 2025.
Who?
Project 2025.
I don't know that either.
Okay, thank you. Republicans in Congress.
100.
Thank you. MAGA Republicans?
0.
Thank you. All right, let me move forward.
I'm a black and white person, but you get paid not to hear about that, so go ahead.
Okay, I understand. No, and thank you so much for letting me know that as well. If the elections for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Democrat or the Republican?
Republican.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for presidents were held today, would you vote for Democrat Kamala Harris, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Republican Donald Trump, or Independent Cornel West?
I would vote for Trump.
Thank you.
And if you guys flag me and turn my life upside down for this survey, I'm going to be pissed.
No, no worries about it. So we are just taking this, you know, for research purposes, exactly, right? So, and your answers are confidential, right? So you don't have to worry about it, okay?
So, okay, what do you say?
All right, regardless of how you plan to vote.
Hold on.
Mm-hmm. No problem.
I'm doing a survey. Yeah.
Okay.
From somebody.
Should I proceed now?
Yes, please.
Okay, thank you. Regardless of how you plan to vote, who do you think will win the presidential election?
I pray to God it's Trump.
Okay, thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janel Boehner or Republican Laris Chavez-Remer?
I would vote Republican, either way.
And if you have to choose one of them, or if you have an opinion,
I would choose the Republican. I don't really know him, but I would probably choose the Republican.
Okay, thank you. Even though you are not supporting Janel Boehner now, what are the chances that you might support her from Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Boehner, or small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all that you might support her?
Never.
Okay, so that means no chance at all. Is that correct?
Never change my mind.
Okay, thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I do not approve at all.
And is
Zero.
That strongly disapproved or somewhat disapproved of Joe Biden?
The strongest one. I strongly disapprove. The strongest.
Okay. Thank you for your answer. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Larry Chavez Remer is handling her job as your member of Congress?
Therese again. Oh,
okay, and
gosh.
And is, just to confirm, is that strongly approved or
you know
strongly
what?
Disapproved?
Is the
or
one,
somewhat?
Therese is the one I didn't know what she was. I think she's a Hispanic girl who really has got some good stuff going for her. I think she's really a good girl. But I don't recall right now. So I can't answer that. I don't know.
Okay. Okay, no problem. It's fine. Thank you. Now, I want to read you in a statement that Janel Boehner's opponent has made about her and Boehner's responses to get your reaction. So, Janel Boehner's opponent says...
Who's this about?
Yeah,
just
to make sure... I wanted you to read in a statement that Janel Boehner, opponent, has made about her and Biden's responses to get your reaction, right? So the statement says, Janel Boehner's opponent say she's Zafon crime liberal who is Oregon's most pro-criminal and active victim politician. She supported a plan to release 2,000 criminals from jail and voted to give millions of dollars to groups that want to defund the police. And while Portland was being torn apart from Reuters, Boehner said she was pleased to see the protests. Boehner is too liberal, and her actions have made it harder for police to do their job and shows that she cannot be trusted to keep Oregon families safe. As a mother for Boynton worries every time her children leave the house, making our communities safer is a top priority for her. That's why she voted with Republicans to increase funding for law enforcement in Oregon, fought to get fentanyl off the streets, and went against her own party to overturn Measure 110 to recriminalize hard drugs. But Boynton also understands that we must tackle the roots of crime. Now, just its ethics, so she supports after-school programs for at-risk young people and strengthening mental health services. For a worried mom, nothing's more important than ensuring safe communities for our families. Now that you have heard that information, I want to ask you again. If the elections for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janet Boynton or Republican Laris Chavez-Remer?
And that was a statement from Chavez, right?
Yeah, I'm sorry. What did you say? I'm sorry.
So Chavez is the one that statement was about?
This is going to be from Janelle Boynton, exactly, right? So the statement that we just read.
Who was the candidate that made those statements?
All right, so just to make sure, yeah, as I mentioned, so the statement that we just read are the statements that Janelle Boynton's opponent has made about her and Biden's responses to get the reaction.
So who was mm-hmm. the opponent?
So just to make sure, because this is going to be if you have her or your opinion exactly right. So I'm not exactly able to tell you that information.
That? So that was, it was wrote against Chavez?
Right, Pat. Just to make sure, let me just clarify this, right? If you really don't know about it or regardless of opponent, that kind of things, it's fine. So you let me know.
So tell me which candidate wrote that statement. The person who wrote that. Was that a Democratic person?
All right, so that's basically what I'm saying. So I'm unable to tell you that information because this is actually...
Okay, I feel like I don't understand who wrote it and who's blaming who, because all politics are is blaming someone for something and trying to make someone mm-hmm. look bad all the time. So if I don't know who wrote it and I don't know who the victim is and who the accuser okay. is, I can't really honestly answer that question.
Okay, it's fine. So you don't know? I'm sorry, one more time?
I said I'm sorry, but I just don't feel that I'm going to give you truthful answers.
Just to let you know, it's fine. So, I mean, if you don't know, that's an answer as well. So it's fine. I'm going to be taking that as an answer. And now moving forward, we are just ending just a couple of more statements, and then we're going to be done. So the way that we can fit up this story, okay? Now, I'm going to read you some doubts or concerns some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Laris Chavez-Remer. Please tell me how much each one troubles you about supporting Chavez-Remer for Congress. A great deal, quite a bit, just somewhat, or not at all. The first one. Chavez-Remer is working to perpetuate a system that is rigged against working people. She supported budgets which would cut veterans' benefit by 22%, laid off more than 1,000 teachers and aides, and eliminate healthcare coverage for hundreds of thousands of working Americans instead of making billionaires and tax cheats pay their share because they fund her party's campaigns. So please tell me how much each one. Go ahead.
How factual is this? Is this like? Is this facts or is this just modern media talk? I don't know how to express my opinion if I don't know the facts.
Sure.
I research things and that's where I come from. And you're reading me this and I don't know if this is a fact or if this is just media talking. So if I don't know the real facts, I don't know how to answer your question.
Okay, it's fine. Remember, the statements that I'm reading to you our concerns, I'm sorry, for some people that have raised about one of the candidates running, right, which at this point is going to be for Loris Chavez de Remer. So are going to be just concerned that people have raised, exactly, right? So if you don't know, it's fine. As I mentioned before,
Hold on. Do you know Chavez? Have you ever looked into Chavez in Oregon? That Chavez, it's a Hispanic girl, I think. Chavez. Is she a good girl or a bad girl? I don't either. Do you know nothing? Well, is she a senator? Are you still with me?
I'm still here. I'm sorry, man.
Is she a senator?
As I mentioned before, so as much as we can share is that it's a candidate running for Congress, right?
Let's pass. Pass. Okay. I don't know.
Okay, so just to make sure, remember, if you don't know, it's fine. That's an answer, right? So no problem.
I'm just trying to see if it's the person I think it is, but I don't know. You caught me off guard.
Oh, and I got your point. No problem. So next one. Chavez de Remer has embraced Trump, whose extreme Project 2025 would radically reshape the federal government. The plan calls for a nationwide ban on abortion, eliminates the Department of Education, drastically cuts Medicare as we know, it rolls back LGBTQ+ rights, defunds federal law enforcement agencies, and cuts environmental regulations while giving Trump nearly unchecked power in the White House. A vote for Chavez de Remer is a vote to undermine our Democrats.
Oh, my God. Chavez is a good girl. Okay.
I don't mind to repeat the answer.
That's a catch 22 question right there. I think that question's bullshit, to be honest. Because no one is going to take abortion. Abortion is run by the state. Medicare is never going to go away until they spend it badly. I think I shouldn't answer that question.
Okay.
I think that question is trick. I believe that question is kind of a trick question. I don't like it.
Okay. No problem. So if you don't want to answer that question, it's fine. Thank you so much.
Nope, I don't like it. It's not good. Mm-hmm.
Okay, no problem. Thank you. Chavez de Remer stands by Trump even as he threatens to become a dictator on day one. He has said he will prosecute and jail his political enemies, deploy our military to our own cities to put down protests, and promise his base that if he wins, this is the last time they will ever have to vote. We need leaders who have the strength to stand up to those trying to end our democracy, and that's clearly no Chavez de Remer.
That was a lot of stuff. I think you have a really thick accent, so it's kind of hard for me, and I don't mean that in any disrespect. It's just hard for me. No, you can't be sorry. Don't be sorry for who you are. Oh, my gosh. Can you read it again to me, please?
Absolutely. Chavez de Remer stands by Trump even as he threatens to become a dictator on day one. He has said he will prosecute and jail his political enemies, deploy our military to our own cities to put down protests, and promise his base that if he wins, this is the last time they will ever have to vote. We need leaders who have the strength to stand up to those trying to end our democracy, and that's clearly no Chavez de Remer.
Oh, my gosh. And again, that's such an interesting question. It's so... Trump has promised something. I'm not sure how to answer that either. There's some twisted words in there. There's some words in there that kind of twist what he says, and I don't like it. So I think I won't answer.
Okay, no problem. Thank you so much for
I'm sorry.
So,
I'm sorry, but
no
I'm just
problem.
Not going to be twisted into saying something I don't believe in.
Okay, no problem. It's fine. That's an answer as well. So moving forward, well, the next one, seniors have worked hard to earn their retirement security, but Travis DeRemmer's supporter couldn't fund for Social Security and Medicare services, and she voted with Republicans 26 times to block bills that will protect both programs from cuts. It's clear Lori is working harder for her party than for Oregon seniors who've earned their retirement benefits.
I think that's a bullshit thing right there. I don't know. I think it's bullshit, okay. But I'm going to say I don't know.
Okay. Thank you for the answer.
I mean, yeah. You know, I and you've got a really honest girl here, and I'm sorry. I don't mean to offend you.
No,
by
thank
my
you
words,
so much for being thank you so much for being honest. No problem. And thank you
I'm
for
honest.
The answer
I'm
as well.
Funny. I'm funny, too. You'd really like me if you weren't doing a survey, because I'm pretty freaking funny. But anyway, keep going.
Okay.
That was a joke. That was a joke. You were supposed to laugh for a second.
All right, next one. Lori Travis DeRemmer voted to cut billions from our border patrol and immigration police, and she voted to defund federal law enforcement by 22%, making it harder for them to do their jobs to protect us. Those cuts mean less money for investigation that stop human and narcotics trafficking, public corruption, kidnappings, terrorism, and cybercrimes. She's voting to cut funding for law enforcement. At the same time, she wants to let billionaires cheat under taxes. Lori talks on crime, but is just doing what Trump and Republican Party bosses bail her to do.
Is she a damn rhino? I don't know. I don't know her. If she's a Trump supporter, then she surely wouldn't allow more people to come in that we can't accommodate. I don't know how to answer that, honestly.
Okay. Thank you. And last one. Lori Chavez DeRemmer broke her promise to us. She ran as a pro-choice candidate and said she supported a women's right to choose. But in Washington, she voted to restrict access to abortion and supports a national ban on abortion that would override Oregon law. We need someone in Congress who will stand up for women's rights. No break their promise to Oregon women.
It depends on the duration of the pregnancy. That question has no duration, correct?
Okay. All right. Just to confirm and just to help in this as well, remember the options we're handling is great deal, quite a bit, just somewhat, or not at all, right?
I'm going to say not at all because I don't know the duration. So I'm going to say not at all because I don't know.
Okay. Thank you. Let me just move forward. I'm going to ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat General Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez DeRemmer?
Well, I can't vote in Oregon, but I really don't know.
Okay, no problem. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completely?
Some college.
Thank you. Are you married, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
I'm married.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age of younger living in your household?
No.
Thank you. Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
Thank you. Does that apply to you, someone in your household, or both?
Pardon me?
Yeah, does that apply to you, someone in your household, or both? Just to confirm.
Both.
Okay, thank you. In the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
I voted for Trump.
Thank you.
So personal.
All right, this concludes our survey for today. Okay, this
okay,
concludes our survey for today.
If you guys track me, I'm going to look you up, boy. I'm going to look you up. No, I'm just playing. I'm playing with you. That was a joke.
I understand, and no problem. So as I mentioned before, all the answers are confidential, right? I assure you that. And no, I thank you so much for your patience and your participation as well, okay?
All right.
All right, have a great day. Bye.
Bye.